Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Milwaukee Braves. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting second. The third baseman, Al Dark. Batting third. The right fielder, Lee Walls. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dale Long. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Walt Morin. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sammy Taylor. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Glenn Hobby. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Glenn Hobby. For the Milwaukee Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Bill Bruton. Batting second. The third baseman, Eddie Matthews. Batting third. The right fielder, Hank Aaron. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Wes Covington. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Joe Adcock. Batting sixth. The catcher, Dell Crandall. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Johnny Logan. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Felix Mantilla. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Carl Willie. Pitching for the Milwaukee Braves, Carl Willie. And now, play ball. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark hits a line drive into left field. Covington picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Covington. Dark moves to second. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls strikes out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a pop-up towards third. Matthews settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mantilla scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mantilla scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bruton. Thompson reaches second base with a double. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mantilla scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Wes Covington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Covington hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall takes first base on ball four. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Crandall moves to second. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Crandall moves to third. Logan moves to second. Carl Willie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willie strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Hobby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobby hits a ball on the ground towards third. Matthews fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Taylor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Dark hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Taylor moves to second. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0 for 1 in the game. Walls takes first base on ball 4. Taylor moves to third. Dark moves to second. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0 for 1 in the game. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Taylor tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1 to nothing, Cubs. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0 for 1 in the game. Long hits a ball on the ground towards first. Adcock scoops it up and throws to first, with Willie covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0 for 1 in the game. Bruton hits a pop-up towards first. Long settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0 for 1 in the game. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 0 for 1 in the game. Aaron hits a pop-up towards first. Long settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0 for 1 in the game. Morin hits a pop-up towards first. Adcock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Thompson hits a pop-up towards short. Logan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 0 for 1 in the game. Taylor hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Aaron throws the ball into Mantilla, who tags Taylor trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Wes Covington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Covington is 0 for 1 in the game. Covington hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 0 for 1 in the game. Adcock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. two outs. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Crandall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Hobby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobby is 0-for-1 in the game. Hobby strikes out. One out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Taylor hits a pop-up towards first. Adcock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Dark hits a fly ball into left field. Covington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Logan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Felix Mantilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mantilla is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mantilla hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Carl Willie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Willie is 0-for-1 in the game. Willie strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Walls hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Banks hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Crandall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0-for-2 in the game. Long hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-0, Cubs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0-for-2 in the game. Morin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mantilla scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Thompson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bruton. Thompson reaches second base with a double. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Taylor is walked intentionally. Glenn Hobby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobby is 0-for-2 in the game. Hobby hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Thompson scores. Taylor moves to second. It's 4-0, Cubs. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Taylor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Taylor scores. Hobby moves to second. It's 5-0, Cubs. Joey J now pitching. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Dark hits a pop-up towards short. Logan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0-for-2 in the game. Bruton hits a fly ball into center field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Mathews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mathews is 0-for-2 in the game. Mathews hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hobby fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 0-for-2 in the game. Aaron hits a fly ball into left field. Morin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Walls hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Banks hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-0, Cubs. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Long hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin is 0-for-3 in the game. Morin takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. Thompson hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. George Altman now playing center field. Bobby Thompson now playing left field. Wes Covington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Covington is 0-for-2 in the game. Covington hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hobby fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 0-for-2 in the game. Adcock hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Del Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Crandall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 6, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Taylor hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Glenn Hobby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hobby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hobby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Adcock fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hobby moves to second. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Taylor hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bruton. Taylor reaches second base with a double. Hobby scores. It's 7-0, Cubs. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Dark hits a line drive towards third. Mathews catches it and throws to second to double up Taylor. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Logan hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-1, Cubs. Frank Torre pinch hits for Felix Mantilla. Frank Torre is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torre hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Vernon pinch hits for Joey J. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Altman. Vernon reaches second base with a double. Bill Bruton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bruton is 0-for-3 in the game. Bruton hits a pop-up towards third. Dark settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-3 in the game. Matthews strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Braves 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Mel Roach now playing second base. Don McMahon now pitching. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Walls hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Banks hits a fly ball into center field. Bruton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Long hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Roach scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Hank Aaron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aaron is 0-for-3 in the game. Aaron takes first base on ball 4. Wes Covington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Covington is 0-for-3 in the game. Covington hits a fly ball into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Adcock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adcock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Adcock hits a fly ball into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dell Crandall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crandall is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Crandall takes first base on ball 4. Aaron moves to second. Johnny Logan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Logan is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Logan hits a pop-up towards short. Banks settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 7, and Milwaukee Braves, 1. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.